The Vikings lost their games to three other 4A schools, each a lot bigger than Petersburg High School. But when the dust settled, a tournament committee recognized Petersburg High School seniors Rick Kumps and Hunter Kahn for their star performances. Kumps was named player of the game for Petersburg's first and third games against home team South Anchorage High School and Mountain City Academy, respectively. Kahn received the same honor for Petersburg's second game against Lathrop High. At the end of the tournament, a committee selected the top 10 players to compete in a special alternate game. Hunter Kahn was picked for that game and ended up getting an award for the best overall play. Despite their losses, the Vikings improved with every game they played. Petersburg took a heavy loss against home team Anchorage South on their first night. The Wolverines won 59-38. Rick Brock, who coaches the Petersburg boys, says his players scored evenly across the entire game. The next day, the Vikings faced off against Lathrop High School in their first of two games. Brock says Petersburg had a rough time out the gate, but they picked up speed after the first quarter.
I think we went scoreless for a good 5 minutes of that ball game in the first quarter. So we were behind again, double figures in the first half. Scored more points than they did in the second half.
Petersburg had a strong performance in the second half of the game, but the Lathrop Malamutes won by 20. The final score, 63-43. The Vikings pressed on to their final game against Mountain City Academy, but without one of their key players. Senior Kieran Cabral sprained his ankle halfway through the tournament.
I ended up taking him out. He only played part of the second half against Lathrop. So we decided not to play him against Mountain City, just as a precautionary for this coming weekend.
Nevertheless, Petersburg played their best of three games against Mountain City Academy. The Vikings came up just 2 points short, with the Lions winning 42-40. Petersburg's homecoming games are coming up this weekend. They'll face off against their high school rival, the Wrangell Wolves, on Friday and Saturday night. The Vikings bested the Wolves early this month in Wrangell's homecoming game, but Brock says victory isn't completely assured this weekend. He says he was impressed with the Wolves' recent performance against Metlakatla and anticipates a hard rematch for the Vikings. In Petersburg, I'm Shelby Herbert.